Welcome to CBT News with Jim Fitzpatrick.
Good morning, everyone. Jim Fitzpatrick with CBT News. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. As originally reported here on CBT News, CDK has a new payment platform for dealerships. On today's show, we're pleased to welcome Joe Todges, who's the Chief Operating Officer of CDK Global. And we're also joined by Fred Fortin, who's Vice President of Dealer Management Systems and Related Solutions, to discuss the platform, CDK OnePay. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me here on CBT News.
Thanks for having us, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
So, Joe, let me start with you. Last week, you announced the launch of a new solution for dealers called CDK OnePay. Tell me more about that.
Sure. And thanks for having us today. It seems just like yesterday we were talking about the Roadster acquisition, and we're back again. We have a lot of good stuff going on at CDK. You know, what you and I have been talking about over the last year or so is we're very focused on how we can help OEMs and dealers either sell more cars, be able to service more cars, or drive efficiencies in their operations and a better customer experience. And so CDK OnePay has been a very big program that we've been working on over the last year to really help dealers lower their cost and save them money around their credit card transaction processing, create a much better customer experience around modernizing the payment terminals within the dealership, and then create a much more integrated, seamless workflow for payment processing. So we're excited about the opportunity and excited to really bring this out to our subscription base of customers over the next couple of months.
Yeah, I bet. It sounds like a phenomenal platform. Fred, have you heard from dealers that this was something they and their customers were asking for?
You know, it's a great question, Jim. So, you know, dealers didn't imagine how far we're going to go with this. You know, this is, it's more than just a payment solution. It's really a sophisticated digital commerce platform. And what that's going to do is that's going to allow our dealers to operate more like large retailers, you know, which will enable them to sell more parts, more cars, more service in a faster and cleaner manner. So as we introduce this to dealers, yes, we're getting great reviews.
That's fantastic. What other benefits will dealers see from CDK OnePay?
Yeah, I'll start, and then Fred, you can jump in. You know, the first part is just imagine when you go into a dealership today, the terminals that you pay on are, you know, somewhat dependent on the dealership, can be dated. And so this is all new technology. Global Payments is one of the leading payment providers in the space. So whether it's Bluetooth capability with a payment terminal that can come to the customer, whether you want to pay via text. So the first item is really a much better customer experience that's modern with the touchless payment that people are looking for these days. That's the first part. The second part is once you take that credit card payment, we're really leveraging Fortellis. And we've talked to you a lot about Fortellis in this platform that basically integrates the workflow from capturing that payment all the way through to the posting of that into the DMS. That's the second benefit. And the third benefit is really us working with Global Payments across our large base of customers, over 10,000 plus sites, to be able to bring them the best exchange rate to save them money on their credit card transaction processing fees. So a number of areas of opportunity.
Yeah. Did you want to add to that, Fred?
I think Joe covered it pretty well on that question, Jim.
With this product launch and your recent announcement about the acquisition of digital retail platform Roadster, it sounds like you're investing on several fronts to help dealers improve their customers' overall experience. Did I get that correct? I mean, it looks like that's really the focus.
It is. It's a big focus for us. From our perspective, we really are pivoting the company to be able to provide the best customer experience, the most seamless experience to buy a car, service your car, and help dealers in this modern age of retailing. And I think we're really well poised to do that. Fred and the team are driving a number of critical initiatives for us as we lead that journey over the next year or so.
Yeah, for sure. You know, with dealers out there right now trying to win in this lane of digital retailing, modern retailing, they need all the tools they can get, right? And the right tools. I mean, I've spoken to a number of dealers that, you know, line themselves with the wrong vendors out there and said, man, that it really costs us. Now we're behind the eight ball. So this is something that's not only timely, but very much needed by the dealer body out there, right?
Yeah. You know, Jim, one of the things about this is that these different services and technologies are available piecemeal, mm-hmm. but nobody's really brought all this technology together cohesively right. into a single flow that creates a workflow for the dealers that works. And you know, that's where this is taking us.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And needless to say, Roadster has built such an incredible name over the years in the area of digital retailing that for that acquisition. And I know you're not designed to talk about that today again, but it certainly made some waves out there. I've spoken to a number of dealers that said, you know, thumbs up on CDK and Roadster coming together on that. It was a great move. So, Joe, what else can you expect or what else can we expect to hear from CDK this year?
I think more and more innovation. You know, we as we talked about, we're hiring a lot of talent across the company. Things are good. The business is growing. We're building momentum. And I really think you're going to see a lot coming out around our core products and modernizing them and just really focused on making it a better customer experience, whether it's the dealer, whether it's the end customer, whether it's the OEM. We've been planting these seeds over the last 2 years. And I'm excited to hopefully meet with you several more times this year as we continue to roll out a number of things to really transform our portfolio. And we're really excited about the future. Things are going really well. And like you said, you know, the Roadster acquisition has just been incredibly warmly received. The amount of interest and how dealers are just thinking about us being that strategic partner to help them transform their businesses and continue to capitalize on the momentum they're seeing. We're excited and well positioned.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we went through COVID here in the last 15 months, and obviously Roadster was right there at the forefront to be able to provide a great tool to dealers in order for them to as I mentioned earlier, win in this lane. Has COVID had that much of an impact in your decision making in terms of acquisitions moving forward?
I think what COVID has done is just continue to emphasize, you know, the investments that we were making pre-COVID and just to continue to stay strong with those. You know, we have you know, really leaned in around not being afraid to invest, be bold, whether it's acquiring or whether it's organically with our internal talent. And I think that the automotive marketplace in large is just demanding, the customer's demanding that more modern experience to really improve how you can purchase a vehicle, service a vehicle. And so we're all in. And we're going to continue to bring a lot of new capabilities over the next coming years that I think are going to be really exciting for the OEMs and the dealers.
Sure. I spoke to one dealer in the Northeast. They've got 22 stores. And I said, do you think it's going to be difficult to get the genie back in the bottle after COVID's gone and getting these people back into the showrooms? And this particular dealer said, you know, she said, I don't want the genie to come back in the bottle. I want to succeed online. I think that's where the industry is headed. Have you heard that from your other dealers that you're working with, that is the future of automotive retail?
Yeah, Fred, you want to start out? I'll let you take that one.
Sure, Joe. So, you know, it's funny, Jim, and I think you and I talked about this just a couple of weeks ago when I was on with you. We thought that we'd see way more end customer adoption of online than we've seen so far. But I think the future is clear that, you know, showrooms are going to become less and less of an impact and online is going to be more and more of an impact.
Yeah.
COVID certainly kickstarted it faster than you know than we would have anticipated.
That's right.
And I think dealers are demanding, right, Jim? They've really benefited a bit from, you know, being able to adapt their model during the difficult COVID time, and they're now looking to use it as a disruptor for themselves. And for sure, I think they don't want the genie to be back in the model. Bottle, I think that we need to help enable them with the change management resources, right? They have to go through a lot of change within the dealership. And, you know, Roadster's got a fantastic customer success model that we're adopting around how you think about change management in the dealership to be able to adopt that truly new modern retailing process and bring our full toolkit into play. As you said, there has been so much fragmentation around vendors and providers into the dealerships. Yeah. And we now have a full suite of products and continue to bring value to really help dealers be successful.
That's right. As one dealer.
Yeah. And you know,
go ahead.
I was going to say, in addition to that, Jim, you know, the dealers who did really well through COVID, they learned that they could operate way, way skinnier, more, you
That's
know,
right.
on costs.
That's right.
Less salespeople, less F&I managers. and yet they did higher revenue numbers and higher volumes.
That's true.
You know, that genie's not going back in the bottle.
That's right. And I think that was really the eye opener for many dealers that I've spoken to, you know, throughout this entire process or this COVID-19 situation, where they said we, you know, it opened our eyes in terms of digital retailing, because we made, if not the same, more money on the vehicles that we were selling. In addition, we made more money on the back end in F&I. So I think it was an eye opener for many dealers, because they thought, if it's online, it's probably going to cost us in gross profit. And actually just the opposite was the case.
That's right.
Yeah. Incredible. So Joe Taugis, Chief Operating Officer for CDK Global, and Fred Fortin, Vice President of Dealer Management Systems and Related Solutions at CDK Global, a name that you can certainly trust, especially in the area of digital retailing, and for that matter, so many different great products that you guys have. So thanks so much for joining me on today's show. Really appreciate it. And for dealers that are listening that want to learn more, just go to CDK Global. And there it is.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks so much.
Good to see you. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks.
Thanks for watching CBT News, the voice of the retail automotive industry. Fitzpatrick, Pash, Kane, Lewis, Greenfield, Reed, Dawson, Lopes, Rice. The best lineup in retail automotive. CBTNews.com. Subscribe today.